first broaching a question here that, you know, most couples, maybe all couples at some point, at least, you know, one or both parties thinks about, and, you know, either it turns out to be a problem or it doesn't. Thankfully, it's not for every couple, but people drift, right? And married couples, one or both, will drift from time to time. Not all, but it happens. And it happens, you know, enough that it causes a problem. When people get into affairs of the heart, affairs of, well, other parts of the body that are involved, sure, it, you know, can be emotional, can be physical, can be both. But can it be damaging? Sure can. Let's talk to the good doctor about that today. Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com, the website for the podcast. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And it definitely can be damaging. And I think you kind of set that up well. You know, just I would define it just, I think, the way you did. It affairs when a spouse or partner has a strong emotional and or physical relationship with a person outside of the marriage or slash relationship. And whether it's blatant or it's hidden until it comes out, it's certainly devastating to the other, you know, spouse,
sure,
or partner. The thing that's really kind of just maybe surprising, since people aren't normally talking about these things, but the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy say surveys show percentages having extramarital affairs are 25% for men and 15% for women. And that's self-report, so it can even be more than that. So when you look at those numbers, those are really pretty huge. And the reasons that people have affairs are really quite amazing. And it isn't always because they hate someone or they're getting revenge, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, people do this. Could be a lack of sexual satisfaction at home, lack of sexual activity, desire for sexual and or emotional satisfaction, desiring multiple sexual encounters, obsessive compulsive sexual behavior, a lack of love with spouse, desire for ego enhancement, curiosity, risk-taking, poor judgment, lack of a moral compass, and, you know, conscience. These are within the range, and there are probably even more, but those are the types of reasons that people have affairs. And when you really peel it back, it's really hard to believe that people will risk what they do. People can be in wonderful relationships. They can have families. They can have good incomes. They can have everything. And they go out and they take risks and they're with another person. And it, but it happens all the time. It's not like it's a unique thing. And not all affairs are found out, okay, obviously, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people come, you know, guilt-ridden, not sure what to do because they've had an affair, they've ended it, they've moved on, but, you know, what do they do, you know, with their conscience or, you know, where they are? So it's a really difficult situation. And it's certainly something that people ought to work on. If I can throw one more thing in, the thing that has amazed me is how often when people have affairs, they didn't even try to resolve issues that they had at home until everything blew up. And then they realized or they were willing to talk about things that they were unhappy about or dissatisfied, but they never talked to the spouse or partner about what the big concerns were, and they just kind of drifted out of the relationship and drifted into something new. So that always amazes me, and I always tell people, you know, if you have issues, bring them out at home. You certainly don't want to be having an affair and out and about and doing things of that nature, because that really will very much could destroy or end the relationship. It'll certainly horribly damage it and most likely could be permanently the damage.
Doc, you mentioned, and I don't know if we covered this one other time, but you mentioned something there I actually had to go through with somebody I know who confided in me that they had had an affair. It was another male, and then it had been over for a while, but he was racked by guilt and wanted to unburden himself to his spouse and wanted to know what I thought about that. And it wasn't that I was condoning it, but I thought about that and I said, so you want to clear your conscience, but does she have any idea? No. Have you done it again? No. Do you plan to do it again? No. I'm like, my advice was probably, I'm sure listeners go, this is terrible. I said, let sleeping dogs lie. I mean, I thought you're going to make it, you're going to put, you know, run her through the ringer now because you want to clear your conscience. She's not a priest. She's your wife. She has a higher role at times than a priest. But you know, you screwed up, but just because you want to feel better, don't make. And it's another difficult situation. I don't know whether I did the right thing or wrong thing. I didn't have a choice. Did what I thought was best, but I think a lot of people could be in that category of, you know, later, like you said, down the line, you know, they want to clear their conscience. What is the right thing to do? If 25% of guys have done it, and a whole bunch of those feel bad about it, and maybe they didn't get caught, what do they do? What do they do later? Do they just go along to get along, or do they unburden their soul? What would you tell them to do?
Well, I've seen it work both ways. Okay, unfortunately, this is kind of a reality thing. Unburdening the soul can be helpful, but it certainly can even end the relationship, and it can certainly make things.
That's what I thought.
Never better. See, I don't. That's something I wouldn't tell someone to do. Obviously, that's something they have to conclude for themselves. But there are people that have guilt for something maybe that happened 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and then you have to unpeel the thing. Well, what are you really going to gain? Are you going to really damage the other person more? You know, there are people that say, well, honesty says, and I understand that. I'm not trying to argue with someone about not telling the truth, but you do have to take a look at what's going to come out of this. It isn't like you're in the affair. It could be you're ended something, you realize it was the wrong thing, you really feel bad, so what do you do? And that, I think people make different decisions. Probably most do not say, because when you look at the high percentage of people that have affairs, and these are probably low numbers. And let's not forget the women. If you're talking 15%, so it's not just like just men are having. You know,
how have those numbers in your career, Doc? How have they changed over time? Do they remain pretty constant? 25, 15 men versus women. Are they lowered now, or are they frankly higher? What do you think?
Well, I think it's hard. It's hard to know because so much of this is self-report. I mean, and a good share of people don't want to say, yes, yeah, I had an affair, you know, that type of thing. I think that we're getting more and more divorced, so you might say there's either more affairs along the way or maybe less, depending on how you would see the divorce factor, which is so prevalent in our society. And so it's a hard thing. The only thing I always advise people when they're thinking of even getting close to, I always say, is that really something you want to do? Don't you really want to be up? My feeling about being honest is clearly at the first stage, before you're even doing something. I think when you're really unhappy or dissatisfied, that's when you do need to be talking. But there are people that just enjoy having affairs. I mean, they have access, they're around the country, they're doing things. People can maintain some of these affairs for years, for really long periods of time, without getting caught. That's more common than you might think.
Well, so, and when people get married, their idea individually of what is monogamy may not match up real well, right? I mean,
yes, that is true. You were right, Dave. So it's kind of an odd stew when you look at it. And again, I've never kind of gone by the idea, like someone will say, well, my spouse isn't attractive now, so I want to be with a whole bunch of other people. And then you get into these moral, I mean, like, well, wait a minute now, you're in this relationship, you may have children, you're tied in together, you claim you love each other, you're sharing a bed together, and then now all of a sudden you're saying that it's appropriate to be out having affairs and doing things. And sadly, a lot of people really will say yes. So that's a sad testimony. I don't want to say all, because we are talking about affairs today. So we're talking about something where you've crossed the line from when you said you'd never.
But the things like you enumerated like there, the things that lead people into in your career, which is a long career now, a lot of those have not changed dramatically, have they?
No,
human motivation. Yeah,
people don't change. People become more of the same often. But so I guess the ones that ones that I find most difficult, at least from how I look at the world, are those that see no guilt. They see nothing wrong. They figure that they ought to be able to do whatever they want to do. And then there are the risk takers, those that just really enjoy, you know, the possibility of getting, you know, they don't want to get caught, but they're willing to take risky, you know, kind of behavior. So there's all kinds of reasons, and there are people that say they're never going to do it, and obsessively they become involved. So it's an odd stew when you look at all the reasons, in addition to people just are angry because their spouse had an affair, so they have an affair. So you get into these kind of, difficult type things. I always say the best way not to have an affair is to work on things at home and try to resolve things before they get to the point that people, you know, want to do that, even though we must admit there are people that are going to do it just because they want to and they enjoy it, and some are clever and able to maintain affairs. The question you get into, conscience issues, you know, morality. What are you doing for your, in terms of the spouse who you've made a commitment to? So it's a tough thing. My view is I just try to give people good advice in terms of how to live a life. Mm-hmm. And I always go by the idea that, if you're in a relationship, you have to do everything you can to make it better and work on it, as opposed to doing things that can tear it down and, and make it worse. So that's kind of my advice. And these are some topics we can pursue of more aspects of this.
Sure.
Another time today. But I do feel that it's such a common thing, and took TV programs, novels. I mean, so many things relate to this, this whole thing of the extramarital, affairs, whether you're in a marriage or, in a relationship. So, you do have to look in the mirror and say, am I doing the right thing? Is that something I should be doing? Is this something I'd share with my spouse? But to me, the key is when you've got issues at home, or you've been thinking of doing something, that's when you want to be talking, communicating, sharing, and trying to resolve things, and even have your partner, if you aren't happy, you're not satisfied, just indicate what's going on and what needs to be resolved. And there are times that separating, if you really have to you have to be involved with someone else to really sort things out and be honest with the spouse that you're with. It's a ethical, it's a stew, it's a complicated thing. And, I've been at this over 50 years, and I've seen hundreds of very complicated situations. And they, some turn out really pretty horrible, but I've never seen a good thing come, from people, having affairs and being out and about. They may resolve it and may make the relationship strong again. But
well, it's a good thing you strayed. Things got better all the way for everybody all around. And yeah, probably not. No, probably not. And then when people are standing in front of the mirror and they're doing that thing, that self-evaluation, like you said, even if they tell themselves, yeah, I know it's wrong, is it worth everything I'm risking here? And then you'll still see people take the plunge anyway, but maybe a few less if they have that moment, that epiphany. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, drjohnb.com, the website for the podcast, it'll be there shortly. And yeah, we can explore more into this because it's obviously an issue in our society and has been for a good long time. Thanks for being here today. Take care, Doc.
Always a pleasure. Have a good day, Dave. Bye-bye.
You too. Back on the Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.